Shishi of Hazinu, which is the end of the Shira proper. With your permission, I simply want to read from a Ramban. Every word here is really golden. It's one of the most consequential Rambans that we have in terms of his perception of Shiras Hazinu, the special relationship the Ramban had with Shiras Hazinu. And then with your permission, to make a small Hayara in the end, something that occurred to me really for the first time this year that I alluded to very briefly earlier this week, but my impressions over the course of the week grew. Right? That's why we constantly go through this. V'nei Ashira Hazos writes the Ramban, Asher Yibanu Le'ed Emes V'Neman Tagid Kol Hamotzo Sosanu B'Biur. It's absolutely clear, right? Hizkira Tchila HaChaset Sho'asi Manu Kadosh Baruch Hu Me'az Shelekachanu Lechalko. That's the beginning of the Shira, right? Yarki Ve'ol Bamasei Aretz Ve'yuchal Tnuvo Sadai Yimtzoeyu Ve'eretz Midbar V'soi Yilol Yishimon Yiso V'ni Yivon Enehu. V'hizkira HaTovo Shasolana Be'midbar V'asher Hin Chilanu Aratzos Goyim G'dolim V'atzumim Mirov HaTova V'osher HaKavod Asher Hin Chilanu Ba. And then tragically, Vaishman Yishun Vaivad Vichine Rov Kolatova Maridu Bashem, right? Tsurila de Khatashi, Lavoda Vodazara, Viskir Hakas, Asher Haya Milfana Valehem, Achishalach Vambi Artsam Devra Rav, Vicharev, Rav, Vichairav, Vicharev, Vacharichin, Pizer Osam Bechal Ruach, Vapea Viadua, Kikolza Niskayim Vaychain. This we've experienced already by the 13th century. We know that to be true. Amar Shira ki besof Yashiv nakam letzaravlim sanav yishalem. Right, the pasuk says ki adina Hashem amo ve'alavadav yisnecham kira ki azasad ve'efes atzur ve'azuv. Right, that's the promise that's made. Ve'atam kim asu kol arav simanu l'sinasu shkadosh baruch hu. Not that we deserved any different. We went off the path that we were supposed to be trotting, but they did it because they hated HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ramban. Kilo yistu es Yisrael b'avor shavu rabbi azara kahem. Right? It's not like they were punishing us because we strayed from monotheism, from the path of the avos that we were just talking about, right? The shorashim. Rak v'avor shalo yasu kemaseyem. Right? V'yavdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yishmai sumsosa v'lo yischasnu b'hem lo yochum yizvichayem. Right? They hate us because they hate God. Right? So it's really an assault on God. This didn't happen yet. Lo harninu goyim amo. Nobody was praising us. Rak lagu aleim ayehudim umlalim osim ayugidolim avadim beheichal melech bavel. As we know, right, Nechemia v'chula mishu abadim lo v'yamam mehem lo hayishiv nakam l'tzarav. Right, we didn't see this kind of vengeance. V'lo chiper ad masa amo. V'nei in b'shir azos t'nai b'tshuva v'yavoda. Right, there's no t'nai here. There's no contingencies. Right, it's going to happen. It's avtocha. Raki shtar edus. Raki shtar edus. One more time. Raki shtar edus. Shenasa haros venuchal v'shehu yizbarach yaseh banu v'tochachos chema v'alo yash b'zichrenu v'yashu v'nisnachem v'ed v'alav adav yisnecham v'yipareya mina oivim b'charbo akasha gdola chazocha v'yichabra chata'enu l'man shemo. Im ken ashir azos havtocha muveres b'gula asida al karachan shalminim. Right, the Lasi Lavo is the guarantee. This is the end. Right, the Shira itself, right, is very short. Right, in terms of the actual length. Right. Right, so im hiktana b'dibor ki bir lahem in yanim harabim. Right, there's everything here. V'ilu ha'is hashir azos michta ve'achad min achozim v'kochavim shehigid v'reishis achris ken ayarai lahamin bam neshes chaimu kol dvarad heina lo nafal davar achad. Right, we would believe this, even if it was written by some charlatan. V'af ken ach namin itzape b'cholev l'divar Elohim mipi neviu ha'neman v'cholbeiso asher lohaya lefana v'achav kamo alav ha'shalom. The Ramban finishes with such a flourish, so kavachomer ben benoshal kavachomer, when right, it's lo nafal davar, but of course we have every reason to expect that that would be the case, because it is mipi ha-givura, al yedei avdo neman, beso. So the Ramban speaks for itself, and certainly Kolamosif Goreya. So let me just be meir one small thing. It was occurring to me, you know, this year, you know, you read this every year, and as the Ramban had indicated, right, you know, Kilosi Shachach mi Pizarro, so really memorize Hazino. There's so many references in Hazino, we'll try to just go through them now, to the idea of Itzur, right? Tzur Yisrael is a very particular way of describing Kadosh Baruch Hu. We start with Hatzur Tamim Paolo Kichol Drachav Mishmar Ela Munah V'Enavel Tzadik V'Yasharu. Then we have Vayina Bel Tzor Yeshua. So, you know, Kilochi Tzurenu Tzuram Vayvenu Pelilim. Tzur Yilad Echateshi V'Tishkach El Mechol Lecha. Right, so constant references, certainly more than any other section of the Torah, to the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a tzur, as a rock. And I think that just fits in, you know, in the most exquisite way with the position of the Ramban. And the Ramban is discussing the idea that these promises, right, it's a shtar edus. There's no t'nai that this is exactly what's going to play out, right? We know what the future holds. We can't know the details. We can't know the timing. All these things are true, but in the end, another reference. In the end of the day, right, that this is something that we should take to the bank, right? And that's the idea of a tzur, right? Absolutely firm. Absolutely unbending and unchanging, right? Our tzur is, you know, completely trustworthy, and you know, ani hu, ein miadi matziel, everything that is written will surely come to pass.